I'm sorry, I don't have a tie on. Has anybody got a tie they can loan me for a second? We'll make this brief as possible. This is a surprise for the band. It's a surprise for y'all, too. Let me tell you what this is all about. About 3 years ago, I was at a business convention for record labels in San Francisco and trying to escape the sounds of this funk rap band that was coming over the loudspeaker. And this man comes over to me in the corner and says, boy, I really like that Rock My Soul album. Well, right away, I figured out that he was not from Haight-Ashbury. And I talked to him for a little bit and found out his name was Terry Woodward, and he's president of Disc Jockey Record Stores. It's a 42-store chain. They have them in 16 states, several in North Carolina. And we got to be good friends, and along with Penny Parsons from Sugar Hill, we worked out a bluegrass promotion with that whole chain of record stores. And I want to tell you how rare that is. It's hard enough to get bluegrass records in these mall stores, but to have a record chain committed to bluegrass is pretty remarkable. Terry is also president of the new chairman of the board of the International Bluegrass Music Association, which has a booth over there, and I encourage you all to join. This is going to be our organization. It has nothing to do with the Country Music Association. This is strictly for bluegrass, and it's to promote bluegrass music, and we welcome you all to join. To tell you a little bit about the promotion and the awards that result from it, I'd like to introduce someone. Let me give you his official title. This is the Executive Senior Vice President for Corporate Bluegrass Affairs for the Disc Jockey chain from Owensboro, Kentucky. What that means is he buys the bluegrass records for the store. Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Brandenburger.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to say what a pleasure it is for me to be down here. I didn't think I was going to get to come down to this, and going to bluegrass festivals for the last 16 years has been exciting, and this is really an exciting moment for me. I might just quickly, if I could, introduce two other disc jockey people that are up here with me today. From Charleston, West Virginia, Mr. Mike Philbin. And a person that several of you may recognize if you're from this area. From Asheboro, North Carolina, a district manager for the stores in North Carolina and also one in Virginia and who knows where else. He thinks he owns them all. But from right here in Asheboro, Irvin Lloyd. While we're talking about the stores, just a minute, I'd like to say that, make an announcement too to you folks from North Carolina that Disc Jockey Records is going to soon open a couple more stores in the state. Around it, August 6th, we'll be opening in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. And also, around the 1st of September, we're not sure, but in Hickory, North Carolina. So you folks over there, Disc Jockey is committed to bluegrass music, and we want you folks to know that. And bluegrass music, as you know, is a family-oriented music. And when you get to the roots of that, you get to gospel music. So we want to get on to the awards. And our first award is in connection with Sugar Hill Records. Penny, if you'll bring that up here. It says, presented by Disc Jockey Records to Doyle Lawson in recognition of Disc Jockey's best-selling bluegrass gospel recordings, Rock My Soul, Heavenly Treasure. Let's not forget the brand new album, Beneath the Shadows, which is destined to be, of course, one of the best-selling gospel albums, okay? Okay. All right, we're gonna go on. We have several more awards, and we don't wanna take up any more time than we have to, because we're here to hear the music. But we're here to especially recognize the Bluegrass Album Band. And we feel that individually, each person that participated in the album band project was innovative in their own field. I mean, you look at it, it's certainly an all-star band, and each member of it has done a lot to shape bluegrass music in their own instruments and then together as a group. I'd like to read just a short letter from Terry Woodward, president of Disc Jockey and the chairman of the board of IBMA. On behalf of the entire Disc Jockey record chain, it gives me great pleasure to recognize publicly your contributions and achievements to music in general and bluegrass music in particular. Please accept this award as a token of our appreciation with the sincerity with which it is given. May your future musical endeavors continue to entertain your large audience in the manner to which they have come to expect and appreciate. Sincerely, Terry Woodward. Yeah. And he certainly does mean that, I have to say. First, I'd like to mention that two members of the Bluegrass Album Band are not here because of other commitments. We'll be receiving the awards. I'd like for you folks to recognize them, Bobby Hicks and Todd Phillips. First, I'd like to recognize a person that certainly needs no introduction. I'm not going to go into the background on any of these folks because I know that you know probably as much as I do about them. But I want to recognize a person that was on Volume 3 and Volume 4 and certainly added a new dimension to the Bluegrass Album Band sound. So let me bring that up, Mike, and we'll read what it says here. Presented by Disc Jockey Records to Jerry Douglas in appreciation of your contribution to the Bluegrass Album Band project. You deserve it. Okay, and next, a man needs no introduction at all to anyone that's ever tried to play five-string banjo, Mr. J.D. Crowe. Speech, yeah. Okay. Mr. Doyle Lawson. It's different. Yeah, you get two of them. Match set. Also, we would like, Disc Jockey would like to say that we thank them because they, over the past 4 years, the album band has given us the best-selling bluegrass albums that we've ever had, and I know they'll continue to sell. I'm not going to forget you. How could I do that? Person I know that has changed many a person's thinking towards guitar, lead picking, and rhythm, and certainly bluegrass singing. Let's give a hand for the contribution of Mr. Tony Rice.
Thank y'all very much, and God bless. Love you all.
I know this has been an effort of mutual admiration, but we certainly want to say thanks again. Thanks to Milton for letting us do this. Thanks to the album band for, you know, in many other types of music, egos sometimes get in the way of putting projects together, and certainly it didn't this time. And we appreciate it, and let's hear some more of it, okay?
This time, Sugar Hill, Barry Paulus, Hannah Carson, and Milton Harker. I sure do thank them and thank you all. That means a lot for somebody that loves gospel music as much as I do, and have y'all to appreciate it. Makes me want to keep on keeping on. And I'll do it as long as you want to hear it, I'll do it. We appreciate it. We're going to get back into picking now. I know it says you've gotten lazy on you here. Here's a song called The Big Spike Hammer.